Hey friends, a lot to celebrate when it comes to life and protecting life in mothers' wombs. We've got the VP of Heartbeat International today, Cindy Boston. That's next.
Welcome to Worldview Matters, discussing controversial issues, discerning current events, defending biblical Christianity. No topic off limits. And now, here's your host, David Fiorazzo.
Since we have so much to dive into today, friends, by the way, welcome to Worldview Matters, and thanks for sharing the podcast. We are getting out there. Praise God. So Cindy Boston is a longtime leader in the pregnancy help community at the local, state, and national levels. She was named Heartbeat International's vice president in 2016. She previously served on Heartbeat International's board of directors and was recognized in 2011 as a servant leader honoree. And Cindy chaired the board for Missouri's Alliance for Life, and that played a role in passing a state resolution honoring the work of pregnancy help organizations, as well as directing funds for specific services covered under the TANF, the Temporary Assistance for Needy Families. And we are excited about what's going on with the movement of life, protecting life in the United States again. So Cindy Boston, welcome to Worldview Matters. Thanks for your time today.
It's so good to be here. Thank you.
Good to be here. I'm just so blessed to talk with you because I've been following you guys. I've been a donor, and I want to encourage people to go to heartbeatinternational.org, I believe. Yes, it is. And before we start, Cindy, just share a little bit about the organization. There are a lot of good pro-life organizations out there, and yours, I just want to make sure the viewers or the listeners that don't know about Heartbeat International, how did it start? What are you guys doing? What are you excited about? I know that could take an hour, but I know you're a pro at bullet pointing that for us.
You bet.
So go ahead, please.
Well, I was a pregnancy center leader reluctantly, and I helped start a pregnancy center in Springfield, Missouri. And I was able to tap into the many services and curriculum training of Heartbeat International. And I fell in love with the Heartbeat folks immediately. They were so helpful in clearing the pathway for me to just get in and get my center open and begin saving lives. And that is not an easy task. And Heartbeat rose to the occasion for that. Well, in 16, they asked me to come on board. Heartbeat began in 1971 as a response to the growing abortion industry, because they knew women need help. They don't need to be told what to do. They need hopeful moments and conversations. They need somebody to stand with them during their toughest times. And that's what Heartbeat International and our affiliates, pregnancy centers, maternity homes, and adoption agencies, we specialize in that. We make sure that no woman stands alone or feels so alone that she's forced to choose abortion without considering other options. That's our goal. Reach, rescue, and renew.
Yeah, praise God, and those other options that are rarely talked about, unfortunately, in the public square, in the media. How about abstinence? How about adoption? How about providing for a young woman that goes through and has her baby if she's a teenager? But on your website, our vision is to make abortion unwanted today and unthinkable for future generations. Cindy, that's a tall order because abortion is well marketed. I mean, it's evil. I call it the marketing of evil. It's promoted from the public schools to Hollywood to corporations to our government, particularly the left and the Democrats and Planned Parenthood. I just want you to respond to these numbers. Planned Parenthood takes in $700 million in taxpayer funding every year. Now, a lot of people think, well, didn't President Trump defund Planned Parenthood when he was first president? Well, he tried. He was fighting that battle. But then there's got to be a lot of follow-up, right? And then they charge women $140 for a pregnancy test. What about they charge $600, $1,000, or even $2,000 for abortions? So they make money. This is a money-making machine. And their revenue is over $1 billion a year. And yet they get help from the taxpayers. And most taxpayers, although there are some, Cindy, that might be pro-choice, but still some of them don't think that our taxpayer money should go to Planned Parenthood. Share your thoughts on that and help us make sense out of this.
Well, it's such an interesting concept. If you put pregnancy help with Heartbeat and our 3,700 affiliates across the globe, those are life-saving free organizations that step in the gap for moms and babies and dads. And it's local help with local people, with local funding, standing in the gap for those mamas and the dads that are involved. And we step in free of charge. Meanwhile, Planned Parenthood, there's a revenue stream there that Planned Parenthood uses. And they say follow the money. And that's what we have to do with the abortion issue. What is the money trail? Where is it going? And we know that money is a big deal in the abortion industry. We know that not only are they getting paid by the client and the patient, but they're getting paid by the government as well. We really love the fact that pregnancy centers are local people serving local women who need their help and ministering to them in a local way. That is the key for us to lock arms around the women in our communities and serve them well.
And these services are free and Planned Parenthood charges. It's just an amazing thing. Why do you think, say whatever you want, no topic off limits, and other than profanity, anything goes on this podcast, why hasn't Planned Parenthood been defunded years ago?
I think they've just had such a huge lobby with the federal money that they've had. There's such a huge abortion lobby and they've been ahead of the game, but it's a highly diverse amount of money. The amount of money pregnancy centers have and maternity homes and adoption agencies versus the big machine of abortion. And they've had big government and big tech in their wheelhouse, so to speak. Those things have really created synergy in controlling government. I mean, we saw it with some of the executive orders of the Biden administration making abortion health care. That was shocking. And then to have it fully funded as if it was just general health care. Those are things that we now have the opportunity to step in the gap for these moms and dads to see the life saved, but we have a more even playing field now, thank the Lord. That is something we've been praying for. We've been praying for the darkness to divide and to break. And we've seen some really exciting things in the last couple of weeks.
So give me an idea, give us or the viewers that aren't aware of what you guys do when a young woman, thank God they might call your helpline, or thank God they'll turn to you as opposed to just going to the Planned Parenthood. That's all they know. They hear it in the schools. They hear it in Hollywood. Planned Parenthood, I'll go there. They'll help me. No, they won't help you save your baby or really care for you. But what does Heartbeat International do when a young woman calls or tries to get a hold of you guys? How does that work?
So Option Line, which is a 24/7 helpline, we have an online pregnancy quiz. We have millions of women that tap into that pregnancy quiz every single year. And then they have the ability then to stay online and speak with a consultant. They have the ability then to find a pregnancy center with free services near them. Those are the services of Option Line. And Option Line never closes. We've been open more than 20 years, day and night. While we enjoyed Christmas dinner, we had operators online speaking with, I think it was about 400 women on Christmas Day. On the average day, though, we help more than 1,100 women, sometimes 1,500 women. When I walk out the door every day, I look at our Option Line board and I see, okay, so far today at 6 p.m., we've had 900 women who've reached out. They're crying for help, and we have the ability to step in the gap for them. So we have Option Line, then we have Abortion Pill Rescue Network. That is also a 24/7 feature, because when you're reversing a chemical abortion, you need every moment possible. We've got to give her progesterone within 72 hours of when she takes that first abortion pill. And if she can call in and we quickly get her to one of our 1,400 amazing doctors who are volunteering, most of them volunteer their time, their energy to help us treat this woman who has this instant regret. I don't want this abortion. I took that first pill. And now what am I going to do? The abortion industry tells them when they're taking that first pill, you cannot reverse this. But that's not true, because we have more than 6,000 children walking this earth, crawling, growing. Now some are even in middle school, and they are student body presidents. Little Isaiah, or Zachariah, excuse me, who was one of the first 10 reversals. He is now student body president at his school. It's a child that almost didn't make it. He almost disappeared from this earth, but we were able to reverse the abortion. And now his mother, Rebecca, is thrilled that she was able to give him life. She had terrible circumstances. We can never know what these women are dealing with. You would not believe the stories we hear. Abuse, neglect, and on it goes. And this is the way we can step in the gap for them. Either before they choose abortion, we can intervene, get them to local help. But if they've already chosen abortion, we can help reverse that abortion if she calls us within 72 hours. It's a wonderful service. And it really represents the beauty of the pro-life and Christian communities. We're here for you. We will help you in any way we can. These women go on to become pharmacists, teachers, doctors. I mean, it's incredible to see the accomplishments of these moms who say yes with courage to the life of their child.
So where is that on your website? Did you say abortion pill reversal?
Yes.
Where is that on your website?
If they just go to heartbeatinternational.org and click our services, our work, click the abortion pill rescue button.
Okay.
Do you see it there? And just go to abortion pill reversal. There you go. Our
awesome.
Rescue network is 24/7, and you'll find stories.
That's great.
You'll find reports there. There's all kinds of information. But now we know more than 63% of all abortions are now chemical abortion. However, we suspect it's closer to 80% with the data that we have. It's not official Guttmacher data, but it is data that we are seeing. And we are, women are choosing it because it seems easy. They ship pills to my house. They can ship pills to my house despite the laws of the state. I can take this and nobody will ever know. But the problem is, she will always know. Women feel scarred and often have many regrets from abortion.
That's right. That's right. All kinds of things, from nightmares about babies crying to depression to suicidal thoughts to feelings of regret, remorse, guilt, and on and on and on, which we talked briefly before this podcast. You never hear that in the media or from any of these other places. So I know the numbers change and there's different places to get numbers, but from what we're hearing, the pill, especially for states that have bans or restrictions on abortion, the pill is the major way a lot of women are turning to use that for their abortion. Isn't it dangerous? Was that approved by the FDA? How does that work?
Well, there were restrictions on chemical abortion. It's got a red box on it, which means it's a drug that has implications. You know, there are very few drugs that are released by the FDA that has a red box on it. I believe that's what they call it, red box. And they, the drugs that have that, there's a warning on there. And this drug has that warning, but this administration has removed all of the minimum standards. Women are no longer seen by a doctor before they have a termination procedure. That is so dangerous. I mean, what if she has an ectopic pregnancy? What if she has a health issue that interacts in a bad way? We want to make sure women have good health care. Good health care means seeing their doctor, having that conversation, making sure she has all the information that she needs to make a pregnancy decision. She should not just be given one choice, and that is often what happens.
Yep, that's right, exactly right. And when we come back from our brief pause here, Cindy Boston, we're going to talk about a young woman named Kendra, who was alone, scared, and convinced that abortion was the only way out. But we have a picture we're going to show you guys when we come back of Kendra and her baby. Success story on Worldview Matters. That's next.
Today's show is brought to you by Harbingers Daily. World news biblically understood. Stay informed at harbingersdaily.com.
So friends, if you're listening via audio to Worldview Matters, it's growing, it's getting out there, but we would love it if you would leave a five-star review because we're told, I'm told, that helps the show rise in the rankings. So thanks for doing that. Also, subscribe to our brand new YouTube channel, Worldview Matters, David Fiorazzo, no spaces, and thanks for sharing and getting us out there. So Kendra was a young woman that was just 18 when her life was turned upside down by an assault that left her pregnant. So fear and shame consumed her. She believed, as you said, Cindy, abortion was her only option, but her mother brought her to a Heartbeat-affiliated pregnancy center, and for the first time, she saw her baby on ultrasound. Otherwise, she was heading for Planned Parenthood or another abortion mill. Let's put up that picture, Jeff, and let's show everybody that the result now, because of Heartbeat International and their affiliated services and agencies and other pregnancy services, they save lives. There she is. I'm sure she's so thankful that she chose life for her daughter. So, Cindy, would you like to talk? I mean, I've got that from your newsletter that came out January yes. 30th that I was emailed in my inbox.
Oh, I'm so glad you got that. And, you know, this is a special story. I went to Babies Go to Congress, which is a Heartbeat event. We take moms and babies to Congress, and we talk with legislators. We meet with congresswomen and men. We make sure senators understand the plight that these women are going through and how the abortion industry takes advantage of them during their darkest time. We make sure that they understand what a pregnancy center and what Heartbeat International brings to the table, and the fact that pregnancy centers are good for America. So Kendra went with us, and baby Ella, I got to hold her hand a lot as we walked through the halls of Congress. It was such a precious time because Kendra actually had an assault. She was pregnant by force. And just imagine the heartache of trying to figure out, you're 18, you're getting ready to start your school, you have college scholarships on the line. She was devastated. And she was very abortion-minded because who wouldn't be thinking about, I'm going to lose so much if I carry this pregnancy to term. And there's always that thought with assault, you know, this is a terrible attack. Why should I do this? But yet, you know, one bad situation should not be complemented by another heart-wrenching decision that later you might live to regret. Most women regret abortion. Some won't admit it, but I've seen it behind closed doors, women saying, I wish I would have never done that. Kendra was brave, and she went to her local center, and she was able to find out that she was no longer alone. She had somebody standing with her. In fact, some of the staff even kept Kendra in their home for a period of time when she needed housing because of her college situation. She needed housing. Can you imagine a Christian community pulling together to make sure this young woman could go through school? What a beautiful storyline. I tell you, legislators were moved by her story, as were their staff. It's a compelling story, the fact that she is not alone. She said it was a miracle she found the center, and it was a miracle she was able to find hope. That's what pregnancy centers do across the world.
So before we run out of time, Cindy, there's a coming up in, I believe it was April, you've got, is it an online banquet? Is it an annual event coming up? Tell us a little bit about that.
Heartbeat International provides training. That is one of our key pillars. Heartbeat was created to do a variety of things, one of which was to train and equip the pregnancy help community. And so we will have nearly 2,000 pregnancy help leaders, volunteers, board members, friends of organizations come for training. We're going to Birmingham, and we will provide training on everything from how to talk to the abortion-minded woman, how to learn to scan and do ultrasound through a pregnancy center as a nurse. We'll talk about fundraising. We'll talk about maternity housing. And we've got more than 200 maternity homes across the US. It's a full spectrum and comprehensive set of training. And that happens at the end of April. They could go right to our heartbeatinternational.org website to find more about that. Because if somebody's thinking about starting a pregnancy center, we want to meet you. We want to know you. And we want to be able to show you how we can come alongside you. Because pregnancy centers help change the world,
That's
and they
right.
certainly save the legacies of families. And they really save the branches on family trees. It's a beautiful thing. We'd love you to consider coming if you're thinking about starting a pregnancy center, or if you're in this work and you just want to learn more, feel free to join us. We'd love it.
So that's heartbeatinternational.org. Cindy, another newsletter you guys sent out in January, and there's so many lies and there's so much misinformation out there. The CDC, in their report, they indicate babies are being saved, right? But the abortion rate in states where abortion is legal rose 11% in 2023, for example. And we thought, hey, Roe v. Wade is overturned. All right, hallelujah. The work is done, but far from it. So
That's
this
right.
number does not include the whole picture. And you guys talk about chemical abortions being just off the charts. They now account for upwards of 80% of all abortion procedures. For example, let's talk about another way that states are helping other people that want to have an abortion if their state has restrictions. New Mexico, over 62% of abortions were performed on out-of-state residents, out of state.
That's
So
right.
it's called abortion tourism, which is just so demonic sounding. Talk to us a little bit about just some of the numbers that, like the CDC and others, you think, okay, that should be pretty accurate, but they don't, for some reason, they don't tell the whole story.
No, they don't tell the story. And I suspect that number is not accurate. I suspect it's higher as far as the abortions in other states. They have fly-in abortions. They make it a spa-like experience. I don't know how you do that, but that's what they advertise, a spa-like experience. Come and have your abortion. We actually got a call from a woman who her daughter was pregnant, and they had paid for upfront an abortion procedure, drove to New Mexico from Texas, where it is supposed to be illegal. And that mom and daughter lost all of their money. The abortion clinic did not exist. It's a raunchy
Oh
business,
my
and it is a
goodness.
business that takes advantage of people that are in crisis. There's no excuse for it. I've spoken to a pregnancy center that is on the way to New Mexico. They drive right past that community, and we were strategizing about what could they do to make sure they're reaching the moms who are driving past their town into New Mexico for that abortion that is just over the border. There's all kinds of things Christians can be doing, and we have to keep at it. Abortion is still happening. Babies are still dying. Moms still feel hopeless. We need to advertise. We need to step in and lock arms with the local churches and pregnancy centers, maternity homes, adoption agencies. We need to engage at every level because that's what the other side does.
That's
And we
right.
kind of rested back a little bit. I even heard some of our donors say, well, this is over now. And I thought, oh, they don't
Wow.
understand.
No, they
So
don't.
it's our job is just really beginning. We went from one battle to 50 battles. Because we
States.
have differences in every state. We have lawsuits now, lawfare against Heartbeat International, because how dare us save babies from the middle of a chemical abortion? How dare us do that? Attorney General Letitia James in New York and Bonta in California are both suing Heartbeat. So the battle is not over. In fact, it's just ramping up. We must pray. We must give. We must lock arms and get involved and donate time to our local organizations that are doing this heavy lifting because they're the boots on the ground. And I'm telling you, the women that walk in a pregnancy center or a maternity home, they're going to choose life most of the time because they feel loved for, they feel loved and cared about, and they are surrounded by a safety net of love from the community, churches, and individuals.
Yes, thank you for mentioning churches. We haven't done a great job of being there for young pregnant teenagers and young women who are scared, but let's do better at that and let's all get on board here. Let's end on a good note, Cindy, with the Trump administration. There are some good things happening. One thing I definitely didn't want to run out of time before we mentioned the Mexico City policy initiated by Reagan. It's been rescinded by every Democrat president and then reinstated by every Republican president since its creation. The Pentagon, during the Biden years, the Pentagon paid for service members to travel over state lines for abortions, paid for by our tax dollars. Veterans Affairs medical centers were allowed to offer abortion counseling and abortion procedures for service members and their beneficiaries. And so let's talk about the good news of some of the things that President Trump is doing.
Well, we're certainly thankful for the release of 23 prayerful pro-lifers who were jailed without cause. It's interesting. We have somebody involved with Heartbeat. She is what I would say somebody who is not a God believer, but she gives because she thinks women should have options. It's so interesting. And she said, you know, they're arresting people who are praying outside an abortion clinic in London. And I said, what do you think about that? She goes, I think it's absolutely wrong. They have rights. I was like, woo, she's with us. She's closer to Jesus than she knows. She's going to come to Jesus soon, I think. Anyway, we really have a battle ahead of us, but we have a friendly administration that is already, they're signing executive orders, rescinding the promotion of abortion. You know, there was a website on HHS that was taken down on the day of the inauguration, and it was leading women to abortion. There's a profit
Jeez.
stream there. They were promoting that. We have so many opportunities right now. This administration, let's pray. Let's make sure we're supporting in prayer. Let's make sure we're praying for the mamas who are at risk, and let's make sure that we're doing everything possible to help save lives right in our own communities.
Thank you, Cindy. And we didn't even mention March for Life. Oh my goodness. Well attended. And J.D. Vance, the VP, spoke there.
Amazing.
He believes people, you know, married families should have more babies. Anyway, so there's a lot of good things happening. I'm glad we ended with some positive news and some there's some momentum, but we've got to work hard because the midterms are coming up and elections have consequences. Cindy Boston, God bless you and Heartbeat International and the work that you're doing.
Thank you so much. God bless.
Thanks for your time. All right, friends, make sure you go there and at least check out some of the information there. You can share that. And of course, you can always donate as well. So God bless you. And as always, keep speaking the truth about things that matter.